Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Joe Diamond may look like a normal guy, but he has turned his fascination for the strange and mysterious into a full-time career. He is even a world record holder for solving the world's largest corn maze blindfolded. He even hacked the Pentagon on live radio. Yep, we'll talk about that. He's the longest artist in residence at the Dole Mansion in Crystal Lake, Illinois, and he's the official mind reader at the luxurious Maxwell Mansion in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Both historic buildings are haunted. Joe, welcome back. How have you been?
I have been good, George. It's great to talk to you. It's great to hear your voice, and it's great to be back on the program.
It's great to have you back.
Thank you for having
me. I had such a great response when you were on with me last year. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're back. So how is America's greatest mind reader?
Let me just read his mind real quick. He's good. He's good. It's been a whirlwind since the last time I was on the show. I've been traveling all over the country doing shows in various theaters. You know, the first time I was on the show, I was doing mind reading shows over Zoom because we were all still under lockdown at the time, and travel restrictions were very, you know, emphasis on the strict. But now that everything is opening back up, I've been able to travel all over the country. In the last year, I've been to both coasts, literally coast to coast, just like on your program.
Yeah.
I went to Bar Harbor, Maine, and did a run of shows at a lovely improv theater there. I did a couple corporate events in Austin, Texas, and also filmed some content for my friend's YouTube programs. He actually has his own production company on a former cult compound down there and former nudist colony, which is pretty amazing. And so, yeah, when we're there, it's literally a magical place that you can kind of feel the history of. They have a literal stone circle where they used to have quote unquote meetings and campfires. So that's always exciting to go there. And then, this last Halloween, I teamed up with a good, good friend of mine, a psychic medium, and we did, shows in the Dole Mansion in Crystal Lake. I did my mind reading show, to start the evening off, and then she did paranormal ghost tours of the mansion afterwards for our 13 VIP ticket holders. And that was all Halloween weekend, and we even did this last, or a version of it this last weekend for Friday the 13th, where I started the evening off with some mind reading, and then she held a seance for the second hour.
Joseph, what keeps driving you? I mean, you're so busy.
A lot of things. I think a big part of it is the feeling of being blessed, because I used to grow up reading all these books about, you know, people like Uri Geller, people like, just...
And Uri's going to be my guest Friday night, by the way. I'll tell him hi for him.
The fact I'm on the show, period, is a dream come true. The fact I'm going to be on within a week of him is amazing. I did get a chance when I hosted a radio show for a few years in the Wisconsin area. I did get a chance to have him as a guest, and that is still up on YouTube. Wonderful, wonderful human being, one of my childhood heroes, and just still a fascinating human. And the fact that I get to... All the stuff I used to play make-believe with as a kid, I used to read books on, you know, magic and spells and UFOs and crop circles and haunted locations. I used to watch the movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray.
Over and over again, I bet.
Yeah, literally. And funny story, I was born in Woodstock, Illinois, where they filmed that movie. It's not Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. It is Woodstock, Illinois, standing in for Pennsylvania. It's also where Orson Welles is from. And so seeing that, you know, my hometown literally in a movie was kind of surreal and awesome. And that got me into Ghostbusters and the paranormal and all the stuff I got to make believe with as a kid got to be my actual career as I grew up. So I think the drive literally comes from just, you know, wanting to make all that stuff I got to make believe as a kid a reality now as an adult.
What would you coin yourself as, Joe, if you had to come up with a title?
You know, a lot of people have asked me that question. I like mind reader just because it doesn't have a lot of baggage like the term psychic. Even Uri Geller himself has stuck with, you know, mystifier and spoonbender,
mentalist,
and so on, mentalist. This is going to sound very strange. I don't feel comfortable with the title psychic, because I believe we're all psychic. That'd be like just saying I'm human. Yeah, like, hi, I'm Joe Diamond. I'm a human. You know, I believe we all have, you know, these abilities to a large degree, which is why I have no problem saying, you know, I have, you know, psychic abilities, intuitive abilities, because I think we all do. We all have the ability to, you know, tune into each other. We've all had moments of premonition. We've all had moments of, you know, coincidence or synchronicity. It's just a matter of, you know, I'm not saying there's always something more, but there could be, and that's important to pay attention to. And so I kind of just rely on, you know, me being me. Now, a few years ago, yourself and a couple magazines started calling me America's greatest mind reader, and that has kind of stuck. So I'll take that, and I think that's what when I tour now, that's what they put on the posters and everything, because that's what I do. I stand on stage and tell people details like names of their friends and family, their star signs. Sometimes even we get into like secret memories. Occasionally, you know, with people's permission, I'll try and guess their PIN code, or like an old PIN code, or like an old password. And then my favorite thing to do lately is to show how ingrained this is with all of us, and you know, send thoughts out to the audience and see how many people pick up on it. Because again, I do believe telepathy is a two-way street. But I prefer to see myself first and foremost, as an artist, as a purveyor of mystery, like when people come to my shows, you know, they're coming, I try to think of it as like a real life Twilight Zone episode. They're coming to, you know, a haunted location. There's only 13 tickets available. Why are there only 13 tickets available? Or even, you know, one of my big theater shows I've got coming up, which is tied to that Groundhog Day movie, which we can talk about later. We're coming to this historic location. We're going to be locked in a room with a man who can just look at us and read our minds. You know, what is that going to look like? And I get to not just, you know, write an episode of The Twilight Zone, but I get to put people through that in real life.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sports books today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today. You've got a theater show coming where 400 plus people are going to be there, right?
And yes.
You're going to read their minds, all of them?
Kind of, yes. So the way the show is going to work, it is at the Woodstock Opera House. Now, going back to
in
the
Illinois,
Groundhog
right?
Day. Yes, in Woodstock, Illinois. In the movie Groundhog Day, when Bill Murray jumps out of that building, there's a sequence in the movie where he's just, you know, killing himself over and over because he's reliving the same day over and over. And at one point, he jumps out of a large tower. That is the Woodstock Opera House. It is one of the most haunted locations in the state. It is the first stage Orson Welles ever directed a play on. It's also the first stage he ever acted on. And there's lots of great history there. Lots of amazing people have gone through there. And it has been my dream for years to do a show there. And they reached out to me at the end of last year about doing my full evening show. And I will be doing that. And the ground floor is already pretty much sold out at the time of us talking right now. I think there's like three or four single seats left on the ground floor.
Good for you.
There's still thank you. And there's still, you know, over 100 seats left in the balcony, but that's where it's going to get really fun. I restructured one of the pieces that I normally do in my shows specifically for using someone in the balcony. So the way the shows normally work is when I'm brought into a theater or like a company event or something like that, you know, I usually have the CEO or, you know, someone, everyone in the group or like the high school, for example, knows, you know, pick the people so that way they know nothing is set up ahead of time. In this show, because it's going to be so close to Groundhog Day and the groundhog is literally the most famous psychic in town, the gag is going to be, I am the second most famous psychic in town. So we're going to have a little stuffed animal groundhog. It's really cute and really soft. And we're going to toss that around the room to pick people at random, including up in the balcony. So that way everyone knows there's no way anything can be set up. And also, it being my hometown, there will be people who will... I will just simply know. I got an email from my second grade teacher saying, I'll be there.
I love it.
I can't really be like, oh, I don't know you, if that happens.
Joe, you've grown up to be such a great young man, she'll say.
Oh, yeah, hopefully. So I actually do a couple, like I said, I do a couple points in the show where I think of something and I project the thoughts out to the audience and I give them all a chance to read my mind, which gives people a chance to see how this stuff really works, give people a chance to see what it feels like to get it right, what it feels like to get it wrong. It also gives me a chance to see who else in the room can be, you know, will be perfect for the next part of the show. So that said, everyone will be involved in that part. My grand finale, as the show goes along, each experiment uses more and more people. My grand finale alone uses about 30 people at once.
That's huge. Now, so, is there a haunted seat in that theater?
Yes. So the way that it's been told over the years is that seat DD113, it's up in the balcony, is haunted by the ghost of an actress named Elvira. Now, legend has it that during rehearsals, when actors are on stage and they're doing their lines and running through things, when they look up there, they can kind of start to see that seat lower as if an invisible force is sitting in that seat. And every once in a while, someone does really well in a scene or in a rehearsal, they'll hear applause from up there, even though no one is up there. Now, over the years, people attributed it to the spirit of a woman. There are some articles saying that a woman jumped out of the tower. There's some articles saying that it was a scorned lover who was an actress who hanged herself from the tower. Unfortunately, the more I looked into it, the more we found out that the actress Elvira did not exist. It was very likely a campfire story made up by Paul Newman while he was an actor there. However, as you've talked about on the show before, the more and more and more a story is told, the more and more can take hold of the mind of other people. And also a good amount of hauntings, they might not be the spirits of departed souls, but they very often can be psychokinetic activity. And a lot of times that psychokinetic activity can create something known as a tulpa, which a lot of quantum mechanics have actually looked into this. And it's basically where the human mind can create a ghost. It's where you can tell someone a place that isn't haunted is haunted enough, and it starts to take hold, which I believe is what's happened with that seat, because I have experienced interesting things in that seat.
Now, so if somebody, Joe, sits in that seat, does something happen to them?
Some people have experienced chills when they sat in that seat. I have, unfortunately, it's so well known, and they even have a plaque on that seat, so it'd be impossible to do any kind of scientific testing to, like, you know, just for example, bring a medium in and see if they could sense anything about that seat. That said, there's lots of anecdotal evidence about that seat, and I don't know why it's necessarily that exact seat number, but again, my theory is that was probably picked at random by, you know, again, maybe Paul Newman, or, you know, he told that story to someone who told the story to someone. Oh, maybe it was somewhere up there. I think that one on the end, and now that's taken hold, and now that has, you know, enough people look at it and wonder about it and concentrate on it. It literally physically manifests something in that seat. That said, too, there has been one death in the building.
In the building. So what happened?
In the building. In the early 1900s, a fire broke out during a performance.
Oh, jeez.
The audience consisted of mostly men. I'll give you a very quick guess as to what the performance was, George. I'm curious if you can guess what the performance was. The audience was completely men.
The audience was completely men.
Mm-hmm.
What was the performance? I have no idea, Joseph.
I'll give you one more hint. It's also a sport.
Is it had to do with baseball?
No, it was a boxing match.
Oh.
It was a boxing match and two.
I'm thinking some kind of theater. They had a ring there and everything.
Well, it was a ring, but they did it on the stage. And
was it a real boxing match, or was it part of a play?
It was a real boxing match being held in the theater. And the two vagrants had broken into the basement to keep warm, and they had started a fire.
Uh-huh.
And the fire got out of hand, and surprisingly, the only fatality in the whole building was one of those two vagrants. All the boxers, all the people in attendance, all got out, especially considering many of the men leaped out the windows to the roof of the building next door to escape the fire.
Must have been one heck of a fire.
Yeah, and the building is still standing, which is also very, very strange. It was mostly smoke that went up. Unfortunately, a lot of that's where they used to keep a lot of the records in the town. So a lot of previous records of the town were lost.
And they think this
fire.
Dead vagrant haunts the place?
So that's what I think, because eventually when, you know, this story takes hold of, you know, this made up actress, and, you know, they keep saying it's this person who's completely made up, that would probably, you know, tick off an actual ghost. So
it could. That's right.
Those are my two main theories as to, because there's been a lot of stories of phenomena in that building.
Now, does that haunted seat have anything to do with the vagrant? Or is that something else?
Nothing that I've been able to find. The closest I can connect that seat is with the stories of Elvira, which would connect with the Tulpa. Maybe.
And this isn't the Elvira we know from television, right?
No. And that's the other thing, too. Like, you know, the name's Elvira. Like, that's kind of clearly a made-up, like, you know, a couple actors trying to, you know, spook each other, like, type of name, you know? But there's some really fun stories about it. And I kind of love that it's a legend that has kind of become real, you know, that has kind of taken hold for some people. But also, I think the actual history is fascinating as well. Again, like, it is amazing that, you know, this, you know, kind of, you know, pandemonium broke out of people leaping out of one building onto the roof of another, and yet only one fatality. That's a minor miracle in and of itself.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.